guys, I'm here with the roomie.
Hi.
This is Skylar. I talk about her a lot, but then she reminds me that I don't put her in a lot of my content.
I don't mean to remind you.
I'm just like, oh, have you told the people this? She goes, no, I haven't been in very many videos. I'm like, okay, well, we'll do a podcast. No, I'm really excited for this because I've been loving having more personal relationships that I have more personal relationships with on the podcast. Obviously, I love interviewing people across the world, but sometimes it's just nice to have a friend on the show. So we're just going to chat a bit about our story, how we met, what living together has been like, our current favorite products, TV shows, just a fun chat. I was going to say to catch up, but we don't really need to catch up. I basically know every single thing that's going on in your life.
Every waking moment, actually.
Yeah. Like, we talk to each other multiple times a day, morning, night. Yeah. Because we live together, so that's what happens. Okay. So I guess we'll start out with how we met. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, sure. So we met in high school, probably sophomore year.
Yeah,
maybe it was sophomore year. We were in the same Bible study at church, and we had a mutual friend, and Hannah actually ended up going on a spring break vacation with me and my friend, and I thought it was going to be weird, because I was like, I don't know her, but yeah. She ended up being really cool.
And I thought I was crashing these Skylar and the other friend, her best friend, vacation. So I was like, well, I don't want to intrude, but it turned out to be a great time.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, the second night, we were in Target after that one waiter gave me his number. Really cheesy. Okay, wait. Yeah. What was his name? It was an interesting
Chance.
Name. Chance.
That's an interesting name.
I think there's a guy in my class named Chance, actually. But, yeah, guys, so one of his pickup lines, he asked our moms who were with us, because we're like,
what, 15?
No, we were 16. Okay.
I was too,
because our birthday is less than a week apart.
Oh, yeah, and you had the cool car. I got to drive Hannah's cool car. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I remember that. You drove it to Target, too. But he goes up to our moms and asks us how old we are and where we're from. He lied about his age, by the way. But then he comes up. And he said one of the pickup lines he was going to use was, you must be from Tennessee because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh my gosh.
That was in Florida. But anyway, then we went to Target and then we saw this guy walking around with a lizard on his head.
Yes, he had an iguana on him. You probably filmed that.
I did film you asking him if that was real or something.
Yeah.
If that was a real lizard. A real iguana. Yeah. So from that point on, I was like, this girl's funny. We were having a fun time.
That's nice.
It's good. So, yeah. And then around the whole college search time, like junior year, we both realized we were both looking at Belmont.
Yes.
And we just thought it was a far off dream. Like, oh, it'd be fun if we lived together. Ha ha ha. At least that's how I saw it as.
Yeah. I think I took it a little more seriously than Hannah did. I was like, oh, yeah, let's be roomies. And she was like, oh, LOL.
I was like, oh, that'd be fun. I really didn't think we'd both end up at Belmont, but we did. And we're roommates. And it's going great.
Yeah.
So the question I get asked a lot is why I chose Belmont, why I chose, you know, out of all the colleges in America, why Belmont? So if you want to give a little bit of a spiel about your major, what schools you looked at, why you chose Belmont.
Yeah, so I think I applied to, like, 8 schools. Like, I went a little crazy in the application process. And none of them are similar at all. It was, like, Auburn University, Belmont, Tennessee Tech, UT, like, they were all over the board. But I knew I wanted to do pre-med and, well, biology. But I don't know. I think a lot of it was, like, figuring out who you are and, like, what you want. Like, once I figured out that I knew I wanted a smaller school, like, 6 out of the 8 schools I applied to got crossed off the list. Mm-hmm. And then, like, figuring out, like, how far away from home I actually wanted to be made it even easier. But, yeah, Belmont just had a lot of great options for the pre-med area. It's a smaller college on Belmont's campus, and there's a lot of, like, intimacy between students and professors, and I really like that, and, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. So what was an expectation you had coming into Belmont about college in general?
I think it's probably the most cliche one ever. Just, like, the freedom. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get to do what I want whenever I want. I'm going to get to go out when I want. Little did I know Hannah goes to bed every night at 9 p.m. And soon I would be going to bed at 9 p.m.
Oh, no. how's the other aspects of freedom working out for you?
Well, once you go broke, you really don't really need the freedom because you can't go anywhere anyway.
That's what I think about because you see all the stereotypes of college. Like, everyone's just having a great time all the time, you know, like in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone's just out doing whatever they want.
They, like, don't have class or homework.
Yeah, and then you get here and I'm in such a rigid routine just because I have so much to get done.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I love routines. I love getting in a routine.
And it thrives.
I love structure. But, yeah. I mean, we know people who have that, more of that lifestyle. But,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just not really what I expected in that regard. I thought everyone was always out doing something. Like, you always had somewhere to go. Always had plans. And really, you don't have plans unless you make them.
Yeah. I also didn't realize, like, homework would be such a time consumer, I guess. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh yeah, the homework's harder, but like,
takes hours.
The homework takes hours for one class, and psych, you have six classes. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's definitely true.
Yeah.
So, okay, enough about school. Don't talk about school. Let's talk about your current favorite product.
Okay, I really wasn't prepared for this question.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I thought this was a fun little aspect. I actually got the idea from Gals on the Go podcast. They talk about their favorite product together every week, and I like hearing about new things to buy. So it's fun, but we'll just do it in this episode. So, back over winter break, I had a makeup, like, I don't know what it's called, revelation. I hadn't bought new makeup in so long. And all of a sudden, I wanted all the new products. Like, I started watching beauty gurus again. I started watching makeup tutorials, like, makeup reviews. I went to Sephora, like, 3 times and stuff to get new products and, like, return them and stuff because I realized I actually didn't need them. But one I did get at Walmart was the – you guys are going to laugh when you hear this because you all probably own it. But it is the Maybelline Instant Age Rewind Concealer Dark Circle Eraser, which I've seen on YouTube since I started watching YouTube at age 10. I don't know why I never bought this, but I was running out of my IT Cosmetics concealer, which is super expensive, and I wanted a cheaper alternative, and this is $9 or so, and so far I like it. It's cute. It has the little sponge thing. You know, it works. I understand why a lot of people have it.
Okay, well, kind of bouncing off that, my favorite makeup product right now is Benefit's Gimme Brow.
I didn't know you were using that.
Yeah, I love it. I got, like, a sample in my Ipsy bag, and then for Christmas I asked for the full-size bottle because I liked it so much. But, like, I have caterpillars for eyebrows.
Me too.
So, I don't, like to fill them in because, like, it's kind of dumb because I'm, like, they're so dark and thick. Mm-hmm. So, I got the shade 3, which is, like, probably 2 shades lighter than I really needed, and it just, like, holds them in place all day.
Mm-hmm. I need to compare it to my boy brow that you got me for Christmas. Because I really like that.
So I don't really think I'm using it for the purpose it's supposed to be used for.
You're using it more like a clear mascara type of
holder.
Yeah,
like, just, like, hold them still because, like, they get cray-cray.
Yeah, well, they look good.
Thank you.
As we both look in the mirror at our eyebrows.
I need to be plucked.
Okay, now I want to talk about health. Because health is wealth. I think I thought this was so iconic. So our other roommate, Ellie, is vegan, and I have been obsessed with just health foods, and I don't always eat healthy, but I love the far-out health foods, like powders and concoctions and drinks. Like, I've been loving those since the 8th grade. I don't know why they fascinate me. And so Skylar comes in and lives with Ellie and I, and after a few weeks, she's like, wow, guys, I need to try all of these things I've never heard of, like chia seeds and kombucha, or had you? I don't know if you had heard of that stuff. I just remember you saying, like, I hadn't heard of half of this stuff. And then you went on this health craze. So tell me about that.
Well, it's a little all over the place. No, yeah, I had no idea what chia seeds were. And, like, Ellie and Hannah were obsessed with them. And I was like, it's like these little balls. What could they possibly do? Yeah, and kombucha and protein powders. And collagen and bone broth. What the heck is bone broth? Like, that just does not sound up. And then my granny's asking me what kind of bone broth is. Yeah, it was just a lot happening at once. So I was like, well, I guess if I'm going to live here, I need to jump on this train. So I started small. What did you say the first thing I did
was? Yeah, remember we recommended to just in the calf eat healthy.
Oh, yeah. To just eat healthy in the calf, which now I think I probably have reversed that.
You had a healthy dinner. I'm trying to think what you just ate.
I can't remember. I just know I didn't eat a salad.
Yeah, but I had a pie with ice cream.
So. Okay, I've had 2 donuts and 2 cookies today. So
it's just been one of those days. It was rainy.
Yeah.
January, like.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just decided that I was going to start eating healthier, and Hannah and Ellie were like, whoa, 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 you can't just flip the switch. And I was like, what do you mean I can't just flip the switch? So yeah, I started small, and I think slowly, like, it became, like, kind of habit, and it was mostly because, like, they were eating healthy, and I was like, wow, I'm not going to, like, look like a pig over here when they've got green stuff on their plate. So
and then we had the YouTube transformation. You've just transformed so much as a person.
Yeah, you know, they say you really figure out who you are in college.
Yeah. Or you just become more like your roommate.
This is probably also true,
because she really didn't watch YouTube before coming here.
No, I really still don't.
Yeah, you do.
I watch 2 people.
Yeah, but you're getting into it. Like, I remember the first week you were watching all these other videos. You were watching reviews of products.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like is how everyone gets into YouTube.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so tell us about the 2 people you watch on YouTube.
I watch Sarah Stay, which I love her, and Natasha. Her last name looks like Ocean, but has an E on the end, so I don't want to butcher that. But they're, like, health and fitness YouTubers. I like watching them. It makes me want to.
Yeah.
Have a health and fitness life.
Yeah, which you are leading.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Working on. We all are.
Yeah.
Working.
My workout routine's definitely gotten better since I've been here.
I would say you definitely had a YouTube transformation, because now you have a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have a YouTube channel.
With
Honestly,
Ellie.
I didn't even know how to set it up. Ellie had to do that part.
But Skylar and Ellie, they do college vlogs.
Yeah.
It's a fun time over there.
We just did a roomie. You really never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. We just did a roomie tag, so that was fun.
Yeah, go watch it. Skylar and Ellie.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
So yeah, you follow Sarah's Day and you do her workout ebook.
Yes.
Also, Sarah's Day is pregnant. She's been for months. I still can't believe it.
Oh my gosh. She's due in like, she's 31 weeks now. So, like, 9 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, Ellie and Skylar are obsessed.
She's great. I don't know how you could not be.
I've watched her on YouTube for years, and it's just funny how adamant you guys are about her, which is awesome. Like, they just know everything about her. And so if you ever have a question about Sarah's Day or her life, what she eats on a daily basis, Kurt, like, whatever,
yeah, ask them. Probably just ask.
Because now you want to study abroad in Australia. Is it because of her?
Well, I kind of had some fascination with Australia before that.
Okay.
But then, like, every YouTuber I watch, all 2 of them, live in Australia. So I was like, wow.
If I want to be healthy, I got to move to Australia.
Yeah, if I want to look good and be tan and healthy and fit, like, Australia will give me abs. That's just what's going
to
happen.
That seems to be the result.
Yeah. So.
Well, we're kind of living our Australian life here because we're trying to be healthy despite the desserts we've eaten today. We try to be healthy, drinking spirulina now. We just got that powder. Skylar bought it at TJ Maxx the other day.
I did.
And then we're self-tanning, so we're basically making Tennessee our Australia.
Pretty much. Nashville, Tennessee.
So this is a way that I have become more like you. Because Skylar bought the fake bake self-tanner back in October.
Yeah.
I got it over winter break.
But that was also, like, me trying to be more like you. Because.
I never self-tanned, though.
Well, I couldn't afford the tanning bed. Actually, no, maybe it was just me being me.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel ugly when I'm pale. Which is, that's bad. Nobody's ever ugly. Da-da-da-da-da. But I feel ugly when I'm pale.
I hear a lot of people say that.
Yeah. So, I just read reviews for hours upon hours and got a self-tanner.
And then I saw it on her. She smelled like coconuts and looked tan. I said, I want that. Because I never thought I needed self-tanner because I'm kind of dark in the winter just from being half Puerto Rican, but I could look better is what I've realized with self-tanner. It's like, I have some color, but I could have even more color, so. That's fun. We both did that last night. Did you put it on last night?
After? Yeah, I did it last night and this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't think I gave myself 6 hours before I went to the gym, so I might be splotchy some places.
Yeah, my arm's splotchy. I was asleep, I think, when you put that on, because you went into the bathroom, I closed my eyes, and I don't remember you coming back in the room.
Yeah, you were asleep when I came back out.
Okay, now I want to talk about our favorite shows of the moment. Have you started a new show since you finished Rain?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, the show that Skylar got me obsessed with on freaking finals week, or the week before finals week, last semester, you guys have probably all seen it because it's an old show.
If you haven't seen it, you must see it.
It is Reign, R-E-I-G-N.
Yes! So good.
Skylar says. I thought she was going to say something.
I thought I was stupid. I didn't know if I was allowed. So
you're allowed to say something. I thought she was going to say something and she just kept making noises. Okay, well, do you want to get the synopsis of the show?
Yes, it's about my girl, Mary Queen of Scots.
Is it historically accurate?
Yes. So, some, like, side stories aren't, but I went and saw the movie Mary Queen of Scots that just came out, and it lined up so well. Like, people were the same, like, the characters, the way they, like, carried themselves, I felt like was the same. So, yeah, I would deem it historically accurate and freaking awesome to watch. Go watch yes. it.
So there's 4 seasons, about 3.5 seasons.
Yeah, probably 3.5.
I'm on the final half, which is season 4. Yeah. It's taken me a while to watch it because the episodes are long, but each episode has so much in it. It's very intense.
Yes, it's like jam-packed.
Yeah, so basically it follows Mary, Queen of Scots, who's Mary, what was her last name?
Does it start with a P?
I thought it started with an S. Stuart.
Stuart. Mary Stuart.
Who was the Queen of Scotland in the 1500s sometime?
Yes. Okay. I looked that up the other day.
From when she gets brought to France to marry her husband, or her to-be husband. Yes. And then it goes throughout her entire life.
Yeah. I love the, like, transformation of the show. So, like, the first 2 to 3-ish seasons are, like, about her and her, like, love story with the King of France, and there's, like, boys, and
it's
just love.
It's
and then,
romance, mystery, murder.
Yes, and then it, like, takes this transformation, and it's all about, like, female monarchs.
Yeah.
Like, it's about, like, Queen Elizabeth and Queen Catherine.
De Medici.
Yes, and Mary Queen of Scots. Like, it just, like, takes on this, like, I don't know, female monarch, like, female empowerment kind of feel.
It really does.
At the very end. And you're like, yes, like, I want to be a queen. Sign me up.
We are queens, as the saying goes. All queens. Yes, queen. Yeah, it's such a good show. I normally don't like a lot of violence. I'm more of a Friends, New Girl, Mindy Project, Jane the Virgin yeah. type of show watcher. So I normally don't watch, like, historical dramas either. This was new for me. But it held my attention enough with the romance stories and then all the, like, intricate mystery stuff. It just keeps you guessing, and it's just very good.
I can always tell, like, what part Hannah's at because she's so animated when she's watching. I can't hear it. I can just tell she's watching something because she'll be like, oh no, Mary, wait. And she's like, and like, she'll like cover her eyes. It's just so funny.
I do. I still cover my eyes whenever there's blood, and there's blood all the time in the show. So
I'm like, I'll be like on the floor doing chemistry, and Hannah's like, she just cut him open with an axe.
That was literally what I said last night.
I know. If anyone ever, like, walked past our door and, like, heard that, they'd be like, oh.
She just cut him open with an axe. Yeah, Mary. Mary is now savage, man.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Mary, could you imagine if Mary, Queen of Scots, and Ariana Grande met?
This is an interesting philosophical view. Like, let's compare Ariana Grande to Mary, Queen of Scots.
Is Ariana Grande the modern Mary, Queen of Scots?
Well, Mary, Queen of Scots did get married. Ariana has
almost gotten almost married.
But I feel like Mary has also denied proposals.
Oh, many.
Yeah, so tell me about your obsession with Ariana Grande.
So I'm like a fake fan. I'm kind of like an imposter because I didn't really like her. Well, I enjoyed her. Like, I loved Victorious, if that counts.
I loved Victorious.
Yeah, but music-wise, I couldn't really get behind it until Thank You Next. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yes, because I just like what the song stood for. And, like, I don't know. She just gets a lot of crap, and she pulls through. So yeah, that's why I like her now. And then the Sweetener album, it could be better, but it's a bop. So, I would listen. And then Seven Rings.
Oh, I didn't want to like it.
I didn't like it until Hannah played it 12 times in a row in our room. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah. I did not want to like it. I don't know. I just have heard so many negative things about Ariana. About, I don't know, just a bunch of random things. And mm-hmm. I just don't know if I like her personality. Obviously, I can't judge it because I've never met her in person. But from the way the media portrays her personality.
You mean you've never met her in person?
No, I know. Like, where's the collab at? I don't know. Ariana,
if you're listening.
She's probably going to not now. But, but just the way the media portrays her, at least. I don't know. Just I don't vibe. But I like Seven Rings a lot. Mm-hmm. I loved the Thank You Next music video. Like, that was a work of art. If she directed that, whoever directed that, loved it. Creative ideas of that. Mm-hmm. I loved the throwbacks to the movies, and they did that so well. So I'm just really appreciative of her art right now.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her. Because, honestly, she could have gone to a really dark place after all she's been through. Mm-hmm. But she's really just
pushing and through. She's, like, busting out songs right now. Like, an artist she really has not come out with this many songs in a row. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Back to back to back to back. After just putting out an entire album.
Yeah.
Like, and she now just, she's like, doing keeps another going. One. Yeah.
Whew. I want the same thing to happen with Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. I want them to have their
moments.
Big moments mm-hmm. after the hard times.
Yeah.
Because I love both of them.
Me too. And like Taylor Swift, where, yeah, I'm ready for the album.
Yeah, we both rewatched, because we went to the Reputation Stadium tour here in Nashville back in August. Yeah. And we rewatched the one on Netflix. It's so good, guys. You need to watch it.
Literally, if you, like, turned all your lights off in the room and made it pitch black, you really feel like you were there.
Yeah, they did a very good job. Yeah. I thought I was going to get bored, because that's what I heard other people saying. Like, it's hard to get through. But I was like, oh, we'll just put it on for a little bit. And then we watched the whole 2-hour show.
Fans. Oh, my gosh.
And we watched the whole 2-hour show, and it was, I just couldn't take my eyes off the screen.
Yeah.
Even if you've seen it, if you haven't seen it in person, just watch the Netflix movie.
So good.
Yeah, and I'm excited because she kind of hinted this, I think, on Twitter, that her next album is going to be less petty, is what a lot of people have said. Like, Reputation was very petty. I mean, we all know. It was just, like, a get-back kind of album. Like, here it is. Here I am. So I'm excited to see where her next move takes her.
I know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, all of her albums have been so different.
Yeah, and now she's, like, in a long-term, well, I would refer to it as long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably be happy songs.
I hope so.
I feel like it'd be kind of weird if she would break up songs about her exes while she's in a relationship.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hope there are a lot about her and her career.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to hear about. What's your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Probably Fearless.
Yeah, mine too. Ah, so many bops.
I know. She's the best.
I know. We love
She's the best.
We love our female monarchs. We love our female artists.
Yes.
Okay.
Golden.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because if you're a younger listener, or I don't know, just an older listener, whoever, and you're thinking about getting a first job, you have a lot of experience in retail, and I talk to a lot of people on this podcast who have more of the creative entrepreneurship type of jobs, like blogs and YouTubes mm-hmm. and stuff, but you have more of a typical high school job you had in high school. And so I personally have no clue how that works, so I would love some insight. So, okay, if we have someone in high school, or like I said, whoever listening, and they want to get their first job, why would you recommend getting a job? Like, what has been your experience with having jobs in high school and college?
Well, I've really enjoyed it. Like, I got a job, like, literally, like, a month after I turned 16. Like, as soon as I could, I got a job.
You're a working gal.
Yeah. I'm also one of those, like, go, go, go kind of people, though. Like,
me too.
I will, like, jam-pack my schedule and then be like, why did I do this to myself? But love every minute of it. Secretly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I knew I wanted a job right when I turned 16. And a lot of it's, like, about, like, the satisfaction of, like, making your own money and being, like, wow, I really earned this. Like, that's a great feeling, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And retail is a great place to be. I don't have any experience in the food industry. Wouldn't want to. But I've always liked retail a lot. I spent, like, 3-ish years in retail. Yeah.
So how would someone go about applying? Let's say there's a store in the mall that they think is cute and they want to see if they're hiring. How do you find all that information?
Typically, you can call and ask and be like, are you guys hiring? And the person on the phone, literally, they'll always know if they're hiring or not. And they'll either be like, no, we're not hiring right now. And then that stinks. But I would check back. Like, every change of season, people are typically hiring because, like, either college kids are leaving or high school kids are going to college. Like, people are always moving. So every change of season, retail is always hiring. So, yeah, I would just call and ask. A lot of people now have their applications online, which is convenient, but also, like, I feel like it's a little weird because, like, you, like, send an application and then you're confused. You're like, are they really getting it? Is this just, like, fake? So, yeah, I would apply online if that's the way it is, which it typically is. But if not, they'll tell you to come in and get a printed application. And always give it 2 weeks before you call and ask them any questions about your application. That's like the general rule of thumb is 2 weeks. And sometimes when you turn it in or on the application, it'll even say like, do not call between this amount of time. And like sometimes it's 3 to 4 weeks, which is like kind of ridiculous, honestly. But usually the general rule of thumb is 2 weeks. And then they call you and you go to an interview and you find out if you got the job or not.
Oh, okay. So what would they ask you in an interview for just a retail job?
All of my interviews have been really, really different. Like, Canukins was my first job, which is, like, a smaller retail store, I would say. There's only, like, 8 of them. And they're all in the South. And it was, like, a very, like, cut-and-dry interview. Like, they always ask you, like, oh, like, what are you passionate about? What are your hobbies? My least favorite question ever is, like, oh, tell me a little bit about you. And you're like, ugh, what?
Do you want to know my whole story?
Yeah, like, where do I start? I'm 16 years old. There's 16 years about me. But usually if you just tell them, like, how old you are, where you go to school, what you do, if you do sports, like, if you have hobbies, like, they're always interested in that stuff. And it's really, like, if you can keep, like, a conversation with them and, like, answer their questions, then you're probably going to get hired. Mm-hmm. Because they're really just testing your ability, like, to be able to communicate with people.
Yeah. Because it's not like you're out of college and you have a resume and you have all these skills and internships. Like, this is a retail job, so they want to know. Yeah. Can you be good with customer service and stuff like that, I feel.
Yeah. My Dick's Sporting Goods interview was the most intense one I've ever been through. You do 2 interviews there. And usually it's like 2, like, you'll leave the first one and go home and get a callback date and do the second one and go home. And then they'll call you and tell you if you got a job or not, which is, like, that's a little intense. It's not how most places are. They might just tell you, like, after the interview usually.
But that's where you met your boyfriend, so it all works
out.
Yeah!
Dick's Sporting Goods, yay!
Okay, last question about it. What can you expect going into it on your first day, let's say?
Of actual work?
Yeah, of actual work. Like, what are they going to ask you to do?
So if you can just use your common sense, I was awful at this. Like, at Canukins, they were like, oh, put out shipment. And I had no idea what that meant. I was like, put shipment where? Where is shipment? What is shipment? Like, what?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Okay, I would have guessed put out shipment meant all the new packages they get in the back, you're supposed to put them on the floor.
That is what it means.
Oh, good.
I had no idea. And I was like, oh, where's the shipment? And they were like, it's in the back. And I was like, where do I put it? And they're like, well, if it's clothes, you put it in the clothes. If it's like, I like ask way too many dumb questions. But just be willing to learn and willing to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And ask a lot of questions. Like, they expect you to have a lot of questions. Like, they usually get frustrated if you just pretend like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because then if you do it wrong, that's going to waste more of their time.
Yeah. Even if you, like, don't have questions, you really do know what you're doing, still ask questions. It just looks a lot better.
Hmm. Solid advice. Wow. I'm going to go apply. Very good. Okay, that's all I had on my little list of things to discuss. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners?
Wow.
Open
spotlight.
Mic.
No, I don't think I have anything.
Okay, great.
And was I supposed to have something?
No.
Okay.
So, because usually I interview, I don't know.
They probably have some like, have a beautiful pitch. Piece of advice yeah. for
I just
women.
I just wanted to know if you just had anything on your mind you wanted to say.
On my mind.
Literally
I
anything
have,
at all.
Watch Mary Queen of Scots. Be more like Mary Queen. Oh, wait. Watch Rain. It's called Rain, not Mary Queen of Scots. And be more like her.
Even though you finished the series.
Even though I finished it. Also, if you the CW producers are listening, can you refund the show?
Can you please finish season 4?
Yeah. You'll see. You'll know
oh,
what
no.
I'm talking about.
I'm about to finish it. Ah! Okay.
Crazy.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Go check out Skylar. She just took some awesome Instagram photos of me, so you can find her Instagram tagged on my Instagram. Just go to the pretty photos.
Aw.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah. It's so cold.
It was freezing. Because that was 20 degrees. Poor Skylar's hand was freezing as she was clicking the little button.
I know. Hannah was an easy subject, though. She's like, bend down, go to the left, go to the right. No, get this angle.
I don't think the listeners know that side of me.
Oh, well, I hate to expose you like this.
Exposed, no. Yeah, I'm so used to telling my mom and brother how to take my photos. So.
Yeah, well, I liked that.
Okay, good. It was just like second nature. Mm-hmm. Also, Joshua, I tell my boyfriend how to take my photos too all the time. Like, okay, no, you have to get down, go straight on. No, rule of thirds now. Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Anyway, that's it again. Yeah, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.